نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Yesterday we were discussing the dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read after salat. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Now this is a dua of the Quran Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he encouraged the ummah to read this dua after salat. I explained to you briefly yesterday that in this dua we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he must not cause us to go astray or deviate or to go crooked or to move away from the sirat-i mustaqim after he has given us hidayat. I'm just giving you a mean explanation that after he has given us hidayat, the understanding of what deen is, he has given us the ability to practice upon the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, after he has blessed us with the bounty of recognizing him, after he has blessed us with the bounty of recognizing Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and making amal on the teachings, then he must not cause us to go astray again. He must not allow our hearts to go crooked. Now how does the heart go crooked? So it goes crooked, or it deviates, or it moves away from Sirat-e Mustaqim for many reasons. But one of the major causes, is bad company. Out of all the other causes, the major cause for the heart to go crooked and for the person to go astray and for the person to deviate from Sirat-e Mustaqim is bad company. Bad company is worse than poison. Poison kills the person, it takes away his life, but bad company can take away a person's iman. Therefore Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Which means this, that a person is on the way of life of his friend. The deen here means that the person is on the way of life of his friend. That whatever is the way of life of the friend, here we are not talking about just the nodding acquaintances. Nodding acquaintance we can have many. Everybody we say, how are you, keeping well, feeling cold or feeling hot, discuss something about the weather, that is different. I'm talking about those whom we make our bosom friends. Generally we make people our bosom friends. We say that he's my bosom pal. Now there we don't even see whether the person is a Muslim or he's not a Muslim, whether the person has got good character or bad character. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the person is on the deen of his friend, on the religion, on the way of life, on the way of life of his friend. Therefore it is extremely important that each and every person should be very careful in the choice of his friend. That means that person that you choose as a friend, he must be indeed a friend. Who is a friend? The friend is the one who wants to see you successful in this world, successful in the qabr, and successful in the akhirat, and he wants to see you enjoy the ni'mats of jannat. Then that is a friend. That person cannot be a friend who wants you to suffer in this world, suffer in the qabr, and suffer in the akhirat. How can that person be a friend? One youngster who was on drugs, very heavy on drugs. So when I was explaining to him and trying to talk him out of these drugs, then that is one of the things that I said to him. I said, "Bhai, you are saying that those friends of yours taking you to this habit, or every time that you are trying to come out, your friends offer you free of charge a few drugs, and then you get back onto the habit again." So half a dozen times that person must have mentioned to me, "My friends, my friends." So I asked him this simple question, that who is a friend? When you are going to take these drugs and you are going to increase the dosage, because after some time it is going to wear out and you want to now increase the dosage, you want to remain on that high. But what will be the end result of that? The end result of that will be you will find yourself in the gutters, you will lose your job, your health will be seriously affected. And when people will come to know that you are a druggie and you are a drug addict, then if you put a proposal, they're not going to give you their daughter also. And if you apply for a job in somebody's shop, then that person will say, don't ever trust that druggie. So now, is that a friend who is making you lose your job, who is making you lose your health, who is making you lose your respect and dignity? The person who is taking you to the gutter level and destroying any kind of self-esteem that you may have had, now how can that person be a friend? So this what you are telling me repeatedly, my friend, so that person is not your friend. So you must have the courage to tell that person that if you are my friend, then you will yourself get out of this habit, and if I for some reason have to be going in the wrong direction, you will get me out too, then you are my friend. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you must be very careful in the choice of your friend, because you are going to go on the line of your friend. In fact, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that very famous incident that he was finding out about a person, if anybody knows him. So many people said, yes, we know him. He said, how do you know him? He said, did you travel with him? He said, no. Were you his neighbor at any time? He said, no. Did you have any dealings with him at any time? He said, no. He said, well, then you don't know him. Probably you saw him read namaz. So just reading namaz in the masjid doesn't mean you know that person. All you know about that person is that you saw him reading namaz. But you don't know what his character is until you traveled with the person, or you are his neighbor for some time, or you have had dealings. Then you really get to know the person, what his character is like. So it is this companionship that is very important. There are so many young brothers here. This is what I am trying to get across to you very, very strongly, that it is not too late. Even at this stage, you should now check who are your friends, and you should have a discussion. If that friend is taking you in the wrong line, you are influenced by him, then you must try and talk him out and say, let us change our direction. But if you think that his influence is not going to reduce and you will be dragged along, then it is better to break that friendship than to continue with that friendship, which is going to lead to hellfire in the akhirat. And akhirat is far away, but the person already gets hellfire in this world. So you can see how important this dua is. That many a times it happens that the person is changing his direction, his life. In the month of Ramadan, he made sincere tawbah, or some other zikr program, or went out in the jamaat, or he got some good bayans or waaz, or some good company for some time, and this person decided to change. Now he started making tawbah, istighfar, he gave up his bad habits. But then suddenly again, that one friend, ex-friend, pops up from somewhere, and then just one temptation again, and the person is gone for a ride. Again, that incident of Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, outwardly, we may have heard it many times, but for every salik, everybody who is going on this Sirat-e-Mustaqim, he has changed his line, he has come on the right track after having been on a wrong line, then he must keep this incident before him. That don't ever feel confident that I have suppressed my nafs. You don't know when that nafs can spring back to life. The story that he gives, that there was a snake catcher, or there was a person that was going and he saw one snake, and that snake he thought was dead, but because of the snow, it had become as if it was lifeless. So he caught that big snake and he brought it, and he started bragging about it in front of audiences, that look at this huge snake that I caught. What a great snake catcher I am. because it was outwardly lifeless, but it was just because of the snow that it had become like that. So the people used to pay him some money and they were all admiring his big catch. After some time, when the sun started to rise and the heat of the sun got the body of the snake and the warmth came into the body, then the snake sprung to life. And as soon as it raised his head, the first one to run away was the snake catcher. And everybody else ran with him too. So he says, our nafs is just like that. That for some time, due to the zikr, tilawat, ibadat, dini work, it seems that we have suppressed it. But don't think that it is dead. Just one little taste or some little taste of sin again, the heat of that sin must just reach the nafs, and again it will spring to life and will take the person away. So we can see how important it is to ask this dua, not just to recite like tilawat of the Quran Sharif for which you get sawab, but to ask Allah, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da iz hadaytana. O Allah, after you have given us hidayat, you have brought us on sirat-e-mustaqim, you have given us right direction, then don't cause us to go deviate again. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da iz hadaytana وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. And from your side, O Allah, bless us as a gift with this special rahmat. And that special rahmat is that I stay on sirat-e-mustaqim until the last breath of my life. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. O Allah, it is your sifat that you bestow gifts. The bestowing of gifts is your sifat. So therefore I am seeking from you, because that is your sifat. You are a great giver of gifts. So therefore I am seeking from you that keep me on sirat-e-mustaqim until my dying day. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us all on sirat-e-mustaqim until the last breath of our lives. And the little changes that we are bringing into our lives, may Allah ta'ala give us istiqamat on it.
حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَا سَأَلَكَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا اسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.